Bildungsentwicklung Tanz, ein Forschungsprojekt, konzipiert, gestaltet und realisiert von Paul Vosser. Heute mit
Ornella D'Agostino. Hello, today we are with Ornella D'Agostino. Ornella D'Agostino is a dancer, choreographer and director. She trained in dance, theater and music in Italy, France and Holland, where she graduated from the Schools for New Dance Development in Amsterdam in 1989. Her projects are specified through interdisciplinary artistic research and documentation work, study and investigation of the process of constitution of cultural and individual identity in different contexts, especially in the Mediterranean area and in the south of the world. The French anthropologist Georges Lapassade, with whom Ornella collaborated, has significantly directed and marked the investigations produced in the field. In 1994, she founded the cultural association Caravana SME, of which she is artistic director. With the association, she produced contemporary performing arts itinerary throughout the Mediterranean, attracting people with different geographical, generational, and artistic backgrounds. From 2002 to 2005, she has been president of the international network Danza Bacino Mediterraneo, in which 20 European countries are participating. She has carried out intensive production and training activity in Europe and in Arab countries, thanks to her participation in international cooperation network investigating the relation between artistic innovation and social cohesion, creative and curative processes that promote the overcoming of marginality and enhancement of individual and group talent in relation to different cultural and environmental landscapes. So, hello, dear Ornella.
Hello, Paolo.
So
finally,
yes. So first of all, would you like to add any information or make some correction?
No. Any correction is quite impacting to hear you remember me all the journey that I've been through. Everything you said created the roots for what we are doing now since the 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And all this research about people and place and moving from one place to another place created in the 2014, Sardinia started to be a center of migration and a kind of immigrative flow, which was very different than the one before us. So we've been very, very engaged on that. And I can explain better in our conversation. So since then, our activities, I can say changed, but it's not really changed, but because everything we did, it was like a rehearsal for what we do now, which is very complex. It creates opportunities for developing as artists and as a human being, which is still the heart of what we are doing now, even the very, very difficult situation in the moment in Italy,
mm-hmm.
Concerning new policy that just arrived. So when you are involved with people that are in the status of migration, to have our new political representative as Giorgia Meloni is not so easy, the perspective, let's say.
That's true, yes. Cool. Well, I will go on. And first of all, thank you very much for agreeing to do this interview for my platform, Bildung Entwicklung Tanz, Educational Development Dance. And of course, thank you for your precious time.
Well, it's my privilege to have this possibility to re-understand, you know, what we are doing, talking with you, with your audience.
Yes, I hope so. And I will start immediately and I will give you my first question. So how education relate to dance for you?
Well, I think to dance is constantly a learning process. So I should be really learning to express through movement and keeping our physical intelligence alive, because I think children, people that comes from culture that are not so rational as ours, is very, very important. It's very important for our well-being in a general sense. Unfortunately, our schools, I really don't know since when, but the primary school, you know, the public school, the school that everybody has to go, where everybody has to go, they cut with body. It cuts with the relation to physicality. So since we've been children, since still the children of our time, they have to sit and not move to learn. So I think this is a stupid, a terrible condition to learn, because I feel that to learn in movement, it's the basic of a healthy process of learning. So that's why I'm so interested in dance, and that's why I've been so much interested in the last years about human movement. So people that move around the world, as we did, Paolo, no? So also we did to dance, yes. We had to go somewhere else.
Yes.
And it was not just to have better schools, but to have better opportunities of work. But I think the experience of moving, traveling, knowing the world, confronting with other culture, it's really what it's the basic condition to be an alive person, which is permanently learning.
Yes. You say very, it's, and also probably I would add, even if not necessary, is more effective learning in movement also. How the information they will relate to something more consistent. But you, the same worries you have as are my worries. We are living in two different countries. Of course, many situations are different, but the school systems, unfortunately, in the Western country, the most of the Western country, is a disaster. We don't have to talk about.
Yeah.
Or we are talking about, not talking directly about. Very nice. So, dear Ornella, we have known each other, as you said, for several years, and I'm very happy to be able to interview you, because your extensive work represents, in my opinion, an exception, not to say an unicum, of how the encounter and exchange represent in themselves an educational and cultural path that cannot otherwise be reproduced. In addition, your networking efforts have allowed new connection and new projects to emerge. I would like you to tell us how this adventure came about, which resonance it had with the people and institution involved, and which considerations can you make about your journey today?
It's a lot. So please, if I go out of the, you know, the themes, remember me, you know, because it's a lot of things in one question.
No worries.
As I was already saying, I think everything started from my autobiography, my story as a Sardinian person, which since the 18 years old, so I was not so young, not when I started to dance. Generally, you have to start to dance when you are six. I started to dance very late, but the passion for dance was so strong that very soon I was involved in professional also projects, but I was not satisfied of being just in the little world of an island in Sardinia, even if in that period, say the 80s, the contemporary dance was an incredible, it has in Sardinia an incredible dynamics. A lot of teachers was coming here from France, from America, from different countries. So I could, since the beginning, be I was involved in different kind of teaching contemporary dance. But in a certain moment, I felt the desire to go from here. So I also experienced the condition of being out of your references. So I went to France, I went to then to Amsterdam. Now, it was a kind of journey going back and forward, because Sardinia, for me, it has been always the place where of extremes condition, and also a place where very archaic remains are still alive, or were very alive when I was searching about these issues. So this interest on how culture build up, the process, go through process of building the image of identity, and we as a dancer, we know that identity is very related to body, and the dancer also learns to move in this vision of creating identities, otherwise the body stay or gets very rigid. And this experience of dancing in also more and more creative concept, let's say. So when I arrived to Amsterdam in the SNDO, I really learned there how dance was not just to be technically aware or skilled, but was really an adventure in life, because how I could reinterpretate and be every day in my body with renovate feelings of perception. So that was an incredible challenge for me, to be for 6 years or 4 years just studying, searching in a culture like Holland, which creates this space of research suspended by an immediate function. So that was really a privilege, and I think I'm still living of the benefit of that period. So anything was forbidden, let's say. So, and I think I couldn't find something like that in Italy or in France. I don't know in Germany, because I have no experience in Germany, but definitely not in the country where I was before. So Holland in that period, even if it was the school for the dance, the new dance development in that period was in itself an island, it was a very free island. But I was still concerned, you know, how I could bring together this contrasted part of my life, being from a very rigid culture like Sardinia. The Sardinia dance is very rigid, no arms, you can move the arms, you can just, you know, on the spot, on the place, the pulsation, it creates all the movement. And I'm speaking about the traditional dance because it's been an argument of my research, but because dance related to culture, I think, express a lot of this history and of the characteristic of that place and that people. So I was in between a quite archaic and, let's say, rigid vision of the bodies, of the relationship between people, coming from Sardinia, and I was projected in a place like Holland, very internationally, the movement like contact improvisation, kinesiology, anatomy applied to movement. Now, all this incredible world which became for me in itself the body. So at these two extremes, I think they are still the point of my travel, even if the geographic is not always about that. When I was so involved in the contemporary dance world, I also felt that the risk was to be isolated in this quite exceptional, incredible refine research, which had a very small audience around. So I started to be a little bit worried about why the people are not interested in what we do. Why, when I dance, people ask me, but what are very interesting, but what means? So this question about what's the meaning of movement, which is not, of course, a narrative meaning, but still, dance has been always an incredible, not just a language, but an area of experience that you can substitute with anything, as we said before, speaking about education. I was very interested to investigate why communities, people, except disco or classical dance, they get so far from the experience of movement. But instead of going to research specifically about the dance in the different countries of the world, I did also, but I started to investigate, so that's why also the anthropologist, about place. So going in place and observing and working with the community with a proposal, okay, let's come together, let's collaborate to organize in an artistic, in a performance, what you want to express, a share about your history or your peculiarity. So I did several experiences in different places, in Sardinia, of course, because I was all the time coming back and forward, also going very in the center of Sardinia. And so the place where they called Barbagia, so which looks like a place that they didn't move through the time. So you have really a sense of a very old and archaic condition of life, even if the materialism of the modern society arrived, the technology, but the people, you know, these bodies are very old. And also the way how communities are organizing their life. So, but I was also in France, in Holland, very often in the place where mines has been organized. So people going to, you know, to dig in the earth. And then, through this work, I was teaching a lot, so I engaged also my students that came from different regions in Italy and also some from the SNDO, so the School for Dance Development, in the summer periods, Dartington College in England. So we had a network of different educational institutions also. And Sardinia was like the place, especially in the summer, where to come and experiment different relationship through about different languages, dance, music, osteopathy, so also all these different healing practices, painting, social anthropology, science. And so in this period, really this period was, I think, Paolo, you've been probably in one of these events or programs. So
yes,
it was
I
a
did.
Kind of very chaotic and...
And rich,
yes. And because I believe in chaos. And that's what schools doesn't understand. They had to stop the children to transmit knowledge, but it's not true. I think chaos is what we need, not always. We need also peace, we need also to organize. But when chaos is not allowed, I think we really suffocate the space of experiencing life. So that was, you know, this very rich dynamics we create, investigating different themes that was all the time related to place. So the artists were involved on listening, observing where we arrived. So a kind of journey in different place and proposing very discreet, as you say in English, very not invasive.
Humble, yes, really humble.
Humble and presence, you know, was like to be present and of course also be present with your own difference and specificity, and with the people in the community creating a feast, an event. And actually, I wanted to do this experiment. Using videos and documentation was very important because it allowed us not to interpret what the people in the community wanted to bring, but to bring themselves. So sometimes the people were personally engaged in the performance. Sometimes we projected interviews or moments of daily life or rituality. And my question behind that was, what make the contemporary performing language so difficult for people in general? It is the aesthetic, how we organize meaning, or it is the contents? So I said, okay, if we start from their contents, but we don't give up our way of organizing information, what can happen? They still feel strange, you know, foreign to this way of expressive, which is not just one way. You know, we know that in the contemporary history of art, artists always fight for being free. Not always they can do it, because also we have the entrepreneur of the contemporary art, which can impose a lot of you know, aesthetic logic. But generally, the strong artists, they always protect their freedom of expression, of creating the aesthetic that they need to arise in order to represent what they're investigating. So I also didn't want to give up this. So I didn't want to find the. I was like also very attentive to not fall in the folkloristic approach or the television approach. But so in this experience, it was very clear that people could understand because they were directly involved. Sometimes also this kind of to be so strange that we are as artists, that you know, that we change our perception in relation through practicing art, dance, music, painting, but especially dance, because our tools of expression is the body, because the body is what everybody has. If my body change, everybody feels, even in the daily life. So that's why sometimes dancers, so sometimes they create a kind of aura, because the bodies can express, but sometimes we are like, I don't know, sometimes it creates a distance with the normal people, because the people can feel that they are far from their body. So, but in this play, in this game that we create at that time, and we did the same experience recently in the 2021 in one of the small villages in Sardinia. And then after I tell you, it was very similar, but with a big difference. So to go in a village, to be involved in their issues, in their, sometimes in their urgency, like it was in Bitti in the 2021. We went there because a terrible alluvione, how do you say in English, alluvione?
Flooding.
Exactly, the flooding. So and we went there, it was even not a year before. So when we share an objective, we share an emotions, we share a process especially. And I have to tell that very often when we start this work in the communities, people were, they didn't trust in the first time, you know, it was not easy. So we had to conquer their trust. But sometimes it was not possible. But when it came, then the barrier collapsed, And it was not a problem in understanding each other, even the differences. So in that practice, which was a long period, I met a project that was started by organization in France, in Tunisia, in Italy, Egypt, Morocco, and they were represented. Some they were more manager of the dance world, and others were artists. And they were discussing about the possibility of creating a network in the Mediterranean area, where it was possible to link the two scores of the Mediterranean, with the objective to support the mobility of artists in the south of the Mediterranean. And I've been immediately very connected to this project, because also some of them, they came to Sardinia, they saw how we worked, so they could feel that that was a way of engaging people, staying open about their skills, their desires, their issues, people and artists. So I started to be involved, me as a teacher, because I taught for several months through Tunisia, Morocco, Portugal. Then, so it was a very, very large network. So that started a new period, because I had really to repattern all the methodology, which was already very open, but I still had to reconsider the way how I could propose a process of learning process in dance, or in composition, or improvisation, being in place where I was confronted sometimes with artists from Tunisia or Egypt, Libya, Lebanon, that was already very much skilled in contemporary dance, because they came from rich families, so they could study abroad. But they were very suffocated in their countries when they came back, so they didn't know how to really to link their experience abroad to their countries and their audience, the audience there. And I recognize myself in that. Probably Sardinia is less, there is a less gap, but still, I really could understand what was, you know, the difficult. So in that sense was really to re-engage myself, my experience with artists that were very talented. So what I could feel immediately that the talent in that place was incredible, with the incredible lack of money, no money actually, structure, and also difficulties of finding an audience. So people involved, interested in study contemporary dance or watching. So this project was very, very important, because and it had an incredible impact, because in a very short time, we could really link people, artists, countries, and also politicians, because we have been, that started in 2001, I think, not 1999 it was at the beginning, but then in 2001, we presented a project to the European Commission with Creative Europe, no, not Creative, Culture 2000, Creative Europe is now. And the project was accepted. It was a three-year project, but in that period, the European Commission, they didn't include in the project the possibility of realizing activities in not European countries. We could invite people not from European countries, but we couldn't spend money. But actually, so we were to find different strategy to do that, because we did it. In the other hand, we did it. We did projects in, you know, all these countries that I mentioned. And then later on in Syria, a Palestinian was also incredible, because when I was teaching in Tunisia, in the group, there were some Palestinian dancers, and they said we don't know what's contemporary dance, so we present to you what we think is contemporary dance. And so it was like a traditional dance, even with a costume, where they changed some rules. So when I met them, that was the first time they came out to Palestinian, actually, to dance in Tunisia, El Teatro di Zeynep Farhat. Unfortunately, she died 1 year ago. But it was incredible in Palestine in some years, 3 years, how the landscape of contemporary dance changed there, because projects, and especially Alain Platel, the company of Alain Platel has been very engaged in this place. So they collaborate with a folkloristic group, but they created really a process of development of a contemporary vision of the dance, which produced incredible artists, a festival. That was the most extreme. But also in Syria, when I went to see in Syria in 2004, it was the only place where they asked me to teach contest improvisation. It never happened before in this country because they didn't know about. So I was very curious why, from where it happened. Actually, from where came this desire. Actually, when I arrived there, I was not teaching contest improvisation because I proposed always in this year some elements of the contact improvisation, but I never imposed because, you know, to be in contact is a very, very vulnerable experience. So I learned before not to do it without awareness. But in that place in Syria, Damascus, they asked. So I was really curious to see what they knew, what. So I started to do the first day some exercise of improvisation, and I could see actually that they had no skills. You know, physically, they had no skills in contact improvisation, but they had an incredible energy. So I started, to do some simple exercise, but then they went by themselves. So it was in 1 week. So that was one of the experiences, the most learning experience, because actually when we teach, we learn a lot. So this is, we know. So it's quite banal what I'm saying, but very often we forget about that. And so we don't remember to structure the space of learning in order that also who is guiding can learn how to deal with the specific people in that specific moment, in that specific place. And so that experience in Damascus was incredible. So when this story went on Turkey, you know, what we discovered in Istanbul was we couldn't believe the high level of political engagement of this artist, the artistic quality, the technical level of dance, as in Greece, of course, for example. In Sardinia, we're benefiting of that because we organize residencies, performance to give visibility, as it happened in Paris, in France, in Marseille, in Lisbon. So we were so busy in this incredible experience. Then in 2011, when the Arab Spring revolution happened, we were like shocked because we couldn't imagine that something like that could happen. And we as a European, but also our friends in that countries, like in Tunisia, that started in Tunisia and then in Egypt, and then it happened Syria, but in a different way. So Syria is still killed by, you know, all this process, unfortunately. And so we start a new period where we ask to our, as European, we ask to ourselves why we were not aware of what was ready to happen. So we moved in, at least me and a few other partners, we moved in another project, which was a revolutionary body. It was supported by the Cultural European Foundation and also the Annalyn Foundation, which has been a foundation that we also, as a DBM, Dance Mediterranean Basin, we contribute to create, because in that period it was very intense, the artistic activities, but also the political activities, because I've been a president for a few years, but also when I was not president, we've been all that very often involved in conference. Our project was conceived in order to meet the artists, to give visibility to the artists, to create the space for artists to exchange between them, because that was the most strong process we could provoke. Not teaching, but residencies, you know, the place where the artists from different countries could exchange. So new aesthetic came up, because they were very quick in drinking all this information, these visions that open. But the political part was also very important, because we were also supported by the European Commission, because locally we had also to involve our regional national institution, because we were aware that a project like that couldn't exist in the long term if we were not able to engage institutions, to make them understanding how much art is important, not just for the artistic production, for artist and audience, and education issues, but how it's important for all the rebounding that can create. And I have to say that this engagement with the political sometimes has been very positive, but sometimes it's very, because we don't know where we go, because the politicians change, because of the policy change, but still, and especially now, it's very important to restart, because everything has to be reconsidered. Coming back to the spring, the Arab Spring Revolution. So we had the privilege to be in contact with the activists of that movement, some of the artists, activists of this movement, especially Tunisia and Egypt. And so in this 2011, 2012, we invite them in Europe, in Sardinia, in Spain, with a partner, the partner of this project, France. And that was a very important moment, because we understood that we had to change the paradigm of intervention. And sometimes also we're discussing, especially with the artists living in the Arabic countries, how much it was important also to question the need to be a narcissist, an egocentric artist, individual artist, let's say, and how much it was important to support a community transformation process. And I think that's what we are now, very much. But what brings us where we are now? This political situation in the North Africa countries that involved Libya, it creates a crash. So a new movement of immigration starts arriving from Libya, but concerning all the sub-Africa countries, arriving in Europe. So Sardinia, after Lampedusa, and then we started with a project which was linking Lampedusa with different regions in Italy. So we had the opportunity to come in contact with some of the immigrants or refugees asylum request, and that started a new, this period start, or this pretest, because sometimes we start adventure with pretest. We don't know that we are going there, but something comes, you take, and then you see that it's a flow of consequences that doesn't stop. And so this where we are, it doesn't stop, because now the difference in relation to what the experience before is that the human being has to be in the center. We are relating, we are collaborating, we are meeting, we are supporting people that are people, are not artists necessarily. Some very, very rarely they arrive, we met them as an artist because they had an interest, because they, like recently in Ukraine, artists contact us through the Caritas. And she presented herself as an artist. And so, but in general, the experience that we had in the last years, the project of Caravana, has been conceived in relation to investigate how art can contribute to create the condition that different cultures can coexist in a place. In that case, it's Sardinia. So from the past, my itinerancy around the world or the Mediterranean world, Euro-Mediterranean world, has been substituted by a more local, stable activities in Sardinia, but because we work with people that come from different worlds. And because they are not artists generally, they are people, sometimes also very young. For me, that was an incredible challenge, because I chose to do it, to put apart my knowledge in dance, because dance in that situation, I can't start from there, because dance in a lot of places from where these people comes, it's strongly censorship. But it's so alive, the body are so alive, that I was trying not to ruin them instead of, you know. So all the work we did was supporting at all level, like papers, houses, language, dynamics with the local society. But so very, very practical things. We create a space, a house from where I speak now, which is a house, the name is Transit Station, Stazione di Transito, so Transit Station. We are in front of a station. And the principle is, the value is really the journey, because these people also arrived in this condition, because the journey that they did from Libya to arrive to Sardinia, a lot of them died, a lot of their friends died, and the one that arrived here with an incredible shock. So also that was, the start point to how to contribute to recover it, or to trust a future, and also how to approach to contribute to create very concrete condition like jobs, education, because a lot of them are very young, so they had in the first years the support of the asylum of the organization, so they start to go to school to learn Italian, but then when they finish they are just by themselves, so there isn't any support to continue their study, for instance. So our project is really looking for solutions all the time. So that's a very concrete, practice. Art is very present because it's a way of listening, understanding, giving answer. Because we're experimenting that being able to tell our history, our background, to elaborate while they or me, but in that case, other people coming from far place, and also telling very vulnerable experience. Sometimes since their family, because some of them they escape from their families or escape from a very limited context where they couldn't express their their wish, or they had to leave because they were in danger. And I've been so sad when I was confronted to judge or the, you know, the legal institution, that they had to decide if they have the right to be accepted as asylum refugees or not. Because they are considering just the fact that the country is in war. So like now, the Afghanistan arrived, the Ukraine arrived, so this is very clear. But the war in a place like Nigeria, even Senegal, which is one of the most peaceful place, or Cameroon, Gambia, the war is not just the declared war. So a lot of people have to leave. So what to say? I mean, I could say a lot of things because what can I say about this experience? It's difficult, as Giorgio Lapassade said, when I asked him, Giorgio, why you are not speaking the conference about the hip-hop, that you have been the one that brought hip-hop in France, in the Paris-Witt University? Why you don't speak? All the people are speaking about their theory, experience, you are just silent. That was in a conference. He said, because I am an immersive anthropologist, so I don't speak, I observe, and very just after a lot of years, I can write or I can say something. And I feel a little bit like that because it's really difficult to take myself out of the daily life, which is a daily life which includes a lot of practical things. So we create this house. This house became also a place of preparing and selling multicultural food, because a lot of them, they are fantastic cookers. It's a place where we guest people. Sometimes they lived real in this house. They organize event, and performance has been all the time present. We create different projects. Some of them, they've been very strong in the impact with the audience. Very simple, but you could feel the life of the people. So I think in that sense, I really refound the value of art as an open space of learning. But every day I have to fight also in order that this project doesn't collapse, because the difficulties are huge. They're not huge because of lack of money, because of lack of a lot of misunderstanding, you know, because to speak, it's not just to speak the same language, even if we can speak Italian or French or English. The vision behind the words, the meaning we give to words, is sometimes very, very different. But more now, it's the political context, and not just now, you know, in Italy. All this engagement and the institution in the beginning, like in 2000, from the 2015 until the 2017, has been positively very involved in Sardinia. So we really create a very strong network between regional institutions, city council, organizations that were guesting the people, community, representative of the community, like the Philippines, which came in a different ways, and they had a different history. So our group is made by artists in transit, because and very high qualified artists, because this is very important. Immigrants of different generation that came in Sardinia time before, and they are economical immigrants, as they say. So Philippines, Ukrainians, because Ukrainians were here also before, Senegal, Morocco. So, and in this community, we found artists or people that had a kind of interest in art, and then the migrants. Migrants, which are this new immigration that I was describing. And recently, we've been involved with Afghanistan and Ukraine people. And so every time it's about to invent new activities. So what they need. So recently we invent a kind of tailor workshops with African women. And then this became also part of this business society we create, because more than Carovana, now we have Stazione di Transito Impresa, business, with whom we can sell food, we can... Sometimes I feel myself that instead of going in the studio, I train a little bit of my body, which I need because I'm getting old. And it's very important to get old dancing. I think this is also something very important to teach, to remember that the body shouldn't stop even when we get... but my time is very, very busy to do a lot of things that I never could imagine in my life. Also to learn what it means to do an enterprise. We have around beautiful people. Sambiri Fofana is a boy of 23 years old, as my son. He came here, he was 17. He was really a guest in Sardinia in a terrible situation. So he had to do a little bit of prison, like accused by some about something that, you know, the scafismo. So he was really, used, abused, actually. So when we met him, he was like full of frustration. And I mean, it's very special. I have to say, it's very rare to find people generally in the world, people like him. But with him, this years has been really the proof that it's possible. And art can play an incredible role to healing people, to evaluate people, to reestablish trust, and to let talents come up. So this talents, we're not talent scout, because I don't like this, but to...
No, that's, I think, is clear. No, I don't want to stop it, but I love it. And I think that's this long interview and following your journey, it's really a message of hope for all artists that's after a certain moment in their life. I mean, I think I belong to these people and I try to do something in the way I can do it. They feel the frustration that art, or better say, doing only performances is not anymore enough. We have to act, and we have to act politically. And political doesn't mean going and becoming vote or going to parliament. It means to doing something for the society. And this, what you're doing, I think it's a beautiful example to say how a choreographer, dancer, somebody that actually has nothing to do with business things, but in the end, becoming a business art, or even not, that's even the wrong word. But I think it's beautiful. And as I said in the beginning, I mean, I anticipated this, your is a unique project what you're doing, and I would call project all the project you're doing. I mean, this is something that's why I'm very happy that you could talk to us. And now I will because the time, I want to jump to my last question, and I'll give you possibility to go more deeper on, I mean, or maybe just say a word. I mean, I had some guests that they just use one word to describe, to answer to this. So how do you think education of the body should be in the future?
A great question. We have to learn to stay in contact with our body. And this is a huge project. We need also to know, to understand, to study. But there is also very simple practice that everybody should do it. And we have to, I think we have to be another opportunity in investigating the reason of life and the quality of life, which is not made to be competitive. I think art in this moment should play in education the safety place of being accepted, especially for the new generation, because I feel that they are all the time afraid of that the world is finishing. I think they have very clear vision that the world is finishing. So they feel like it doesn't matter, or they don't have time, so they are all the time in a kind of worry, or they're lost. They're lost in, so to root it, to learn, to teach, to learn how to root it ourselves in our body, it's the revolution that we as a dancer, we know what means, but now we have really, as you said, to bring to everybody, it should be an accessible knowledge. And what the knowledge, I don't know, because it's not, cannot be all the time the same, not the same transmission, the same learning for everybody. So what we learn dancing is to repattern the body in relation of the perception we organize in the moment. And this should be really spread. And probably the world will change.
Yes, and with this beautiful word, I don't want to add anything. I want to keep this word. And so I thank you so much for your contribution. And I hope your word and sharing of your experience and path inspire our listener. And I'm very sure about this. And may this short conversation result in a new connection for a free and productive exchange of knowledge. And of course, may this contribute to new discussion that enrich and improve the education system of dance and through dance. So dear Nerla, was huge pleasure and not only an honor and to have you here, and thank you.
Thank you to you, Paolo. Really, it was a challenge for me. And good continuation in your
you
adventure.
Too.
Thank you very much.
Das Forschungsprojekt wurde durch das Förderprogramm Distanzen finanziert. Distanzen ist Teil des Hilfsprogramms Tanz, das im Rahmen von Neue Start Kultur, eine Initiative der Beauftragten der Bundesregierung für Kultur und Medien, gefördert ist.